Kérdésem. Az érdésről szállik Mary Jakobin szó a pénzük, az érdésről szállik Jó Csajnő Bács és Jó Fáva. Okay, so we are continuing the Ezrashem, the Indian of Tzvizim HaKlimim and Mitzvahs. So last year we were doing the Tshuva of the Shavuos Yaakov. That we did two tshuvas of the Shavuos Yaakov. One tshuva was that we discussed having a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah. That the reason why you don't do it after davening is because after davening it will be after chatzos usually, and you won't be mekayim as a reason by demons. Then we had the discussion: what if they bring you a lulav which is not so good, and with a few later, an hour or two, you can get a better lulav? Is that a valid svara to push off the mitzvah? So he says, if you're sure they're going to bring you an esrog mehuda, then you should wait for the esrog mehuda. Doesn't speak about chatzos, not chatzos, but it could be that it's still a lack of this reason, but maybe it's not. In other words, you get the impression from the Shavuos Yaakov that. Even though the Shavuos Yaakov said in the other tshuva that once it's chatzos, it's not zrizim, but it's still better to do the mitzvah at 8 o'clock than 10 o'clock. You know, in other words, if you do it at 2 o'clock, then for sure it's not zrizim. It's a better zrizim. In other words, within zrizim, the chiddush is that there could be different milahs within zrizim. You do it at 8 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock, but here he has the lulav to do it at 8 o'clock. But he's going to get a better one at 10 o'clock. So he's not going to, so he's losing out a certain dimension of Zrizus. So he says, but he's going to get a better lulav. So he says, yeah, so in economy, get the better lulav and wait. Would he say that even if the better lulav is coming at 3 in the afternoon? Maybe. Maybe he would say that even then. So let us go now to the Sefer Michtav Sefer.
I didn't read the Birkas Yaakov that way. I thought he was saying that the question was
Yaakov.
Yaakov.
Yes.
Whether the question is whether Zrizin takes precedence over a better lulav, and he just said no. I don't think he was questioning degrees of Zrizin. And also on Rosh Hashanah, the question was chatzos or not chatzos. I don't know. He's questioned degrees with before chatzos either.
Yeah, because he, what I'm pointing at is in the second tshuva, he doesn't speak about chatzos. The whole tshuva was about, it
Right.
says,
The question is, does reason take priority over a better esrog over hidur or not? And he votes in favor of hidur. But it doesn't tell you anything about its reason, about what constitutes reason.
yeah.
I mean, that's the way I read it. Maybe I'm, you know,
But
maybe I'm.
maybe, yeah. I want to get the results over here. I'm going to give me 1 minute. I'll get you a hard copy. So if you're already coming, you deserve to get a hard copy of right. You have one, Rabbi Walter. I don't have one to give out in Yerushalayim, but
Our copy was not printed by Yeshiva University. Don't worry.
No,
it was printed by Stafford. That's it.
Not that.
Well, we bring some
All right, so
No, they don't have enough money. That's the problem. I've been in a university running around trying to make like $600 million. He doesn't have any money to pay his employees or the money or whatever.
No money at all. Only $3 million in the till when I had to give him.
Yeah, that's why
you like the open these things. These things are over time, and it's like it's like you think of grabbing this out. All this is all this stuff.
I mean, they weren't wrong, but
so that's why you cast is not a spending. And
but also, it's nice,
it seems
nice.
Like literally it's something.
Yeah,
thank you, Nevi.
Who's my Ferrari?
Meanwhile, we are back.
Good.
Welcome. Some of it's
This is your circle?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're now going to do the tshuva of the Michtav Sofer on page 25. Is Rav Shimon Sofer. And it's interesting, people don't realize that there are two Rav Shimon Sofers. There's Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, and there's Rav Shimon Sofer, the grandson of the Chasam Sofer, who is the son of the Ksav Sofer, both Shimon Sofers. So let us take a look on.
This is the grandson?
This is the son of the Chasam Sofer. The grandson is the Sefer Soros Tshuva that I like to use sometimes. That's the Ksav Sofer's son, the grandson of the son. But this is the son.
What page is it again?
So it starts on page 26.
Thank you.
So Simon Chav Zion is the Sheila, and Simon Chav Ches is the Chum. I left you a packet of version. We're on page 26. So Simcha Zion. Rabbi Yehuda Leib Eger. So that's Rav Leib Eger. That is the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Awesome.
He was a chassid. Awesome. He was Rav Shlomo Eger's son. And it's interesting, I'll make one comment that when Rav Soloveitchik was Nifter, and the Levaya was on Chol HaMoed Pesach in Boston.
Right.
So there was only one person who was maspid. That was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. No one else, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said to Hillel, and other people were there, but there's only one Hesped that was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And it's printed, you can see it. Zev Elif, I think in one of his books, has it printed. And he said a lot of things, but he made two comparisons between Rav Soloveitchik and other people. Two comparisons. One comparison is he made between Rav Soloveitchik and his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He compared them to Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rav Shlomo Eger. In other words, father, son, will be both Gedolei Torah, father being the Rebbe to the son, not necessarily anyone else, but the father-son relationship between two Gedolei Torah. Rav Akiva Eger, his father, and Shlomo Eger, the son, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and his son, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. That was one comparison he made. The other comparison he made is between Yosef and the brothers, the people with Mekane Yosef, and because he was the whatever, you know, the favorite child, so to speak, and people had kinna towards him. And that's what he wanted to compare his brother and other people who he felt had some type of ill will towards him as well. And those were the two comparisons that he made. You can agree, disagree, that's a separate question. But those were the two. And then he said other things also. You could get the record. I'm sure there's a recording, and I'm sure. It's definitely, there's a, it's written up. Okay, so this is a Shaila that was sent from Rabbi Yehuda Leib Eger. That's the next generation. I told you, Rabbi Akiva Eger of Shlomo Eger. Rabbi Shlomo Eger wrote in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a parish called the Gilyon Marshah. So that Marshah has nothing to do with the Marshah that we know, the Marshah. That's the Hagon of Shlomo Eger. The Gilyon Marshah. The regular Marshah is a different person, the Marshah in the back of the Gemara. But this is the third generation. Rabbi Yehuda Leib Eger is the son of Shlomo Eger, who's the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who was known for him becoming Hasidish. And that was like a chiddush in the family, and the question of how to deal with that, etc. When your son or grandson becomes chassidish. Okay. Yehuda Leib Eger wrote a letter to Rav Shimon Sofer, to the Chassam Sofer's son. Again, they were also Mishpacha, Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Chassam Sofer.
Yes,
Rabbi Kiv Eger was a father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Kiv Eger was a father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer. And so basically, so he's writing.
His uncle.
So the uncle was the product of that marriage.
Yeah. Okay. So he said like this: Achar Drisha Shalom, Vod She'er Besari. You see, Shin Beis She'er Besari. This is Mira Hagon. I want to have your response to the question about postponing Mila, meaning not doing it on a different day, but doing it later in the day.
What does that mean?
If you are getting ready 7 o'clock in the morning, you're starting to prepare yourself for the mitzvah, even though you're not going to get to the mitzvah till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. But maybe that's good. That ikar is reason. So the reason Hasidim showed him. She showed him kodem hatfila, sha'achas. Right? The verse says that Hasidim showed him would be shoa sha'achas, and because they were preparing. In other words, it doesn't say that they did it at night already before the Zman came. They were ready, it was ready the Zman, and they weren't davening. They were getting ready.
When Avraham was via Chavoshas Chamarol, that wasn't the mitzvah. But that's what we give him credit for this reason.
Right. In other words, yeah, so he's saying that that maybe, in other words, there's no problem to do the mitzvah later in the day if you're already starting to prepare before. This is a minhag poshut in this locale. Madoch, in the previous generations, they waited, they prepared for davening. And they didn't daven right away. to get ready. Yeah. So that was the and those generations, they were more chashuv people. And certainly our generation, it's a lower level. So basically, what he's going to ask Rav Shimon Sofer is to give a haskama to this idea that we don't have to do the mitzvahs right away. So if we're preparing to do the mitzvahs, and we end up that we need who knows how long to actually do it, that's okay, even though we're doing the mitzvah much later in the day.
Sounds like the
Chassidim when they
prepare for
Nerkanaka for like that. Yeah. In other words, he's saying, I realize in your place, in your locale, people don't have so much hachanas. In other words, when you come, you make sure to do the mitzvah early in the day. I want you to give a haskama to my practice against your minhag, to say that what I do is also good, what I do is also legit.
He says,
but today, the people that are ma'orer on me. They just want to start up with me. He said, the people that are coming in against me, this is what he's saying. I want you to defend me because the people are saying not nice things about me. That he's not doing the right thing for making the mitzvah. He's taking chachanis so long that. But they were being criticized. So he wants to say, even though that's not your minhag, but I want you to write a letter to show legitimacy. Right, he's saying, I'm not going. It's not reason to mitzvahs. It's not this reason to be mocked in doing the mitzvah. It's limitzvahs. Limitzvahs means to get to. Yeah, Rav Ginsburg.
But is he a source?
Or
is he saying that's
his
opinion?
Well,
he's
saying the Gemara Pesachim, and maybe what he's saying was Rabbi Walter saying the Gemara Pesachim speaks about Vayashkim Avram Baboker is also Hachanus, you know, by Chavoshes.
How is that a Hachanah? Anything that's not a Hachanah?
I just I got a former practice, like you can't do while you're sleeping, and like when it's dark outside, you can't really travel.
Yeah. Right.
And in terms of like the preparations for a Hanas for Tefillah, couldn't you just say so they get up earlier for the day for the Piyos?
Right. So he thinks that it doesn't say in the Gemara that the Hasidim Rishonim got up earlier necessarily. It just said they.
But you also see from Avram. Avram didn't saddle the donkey until the time of the mitzvah. He didn't do it at night.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah. So that's what he's saying. So he's saying that as long as at the beginning of the day you start preparing, that's good enough. You're focused on getting
to. You're not being Yisrasha on the mitzvah.
Right. But even though at the end of the day you're not going to get to do the mitzvah till later in the day. So Rav Leib Eger says, that's what I do. And the people are criticizing me. So I'm coming to you, Rav Shimon Seifer, my relative. So he's coming to his wife. That's his...
not his father.
His uncle. It's his uncle.
His uncle. His uncle. He's coming to his uncle for protection. Like someone asked me the other day to write him a michtav bracha. So he's asking for a michtav bracha. That I'm okay. Okay, Adar Pashar al Pihalacha Shainza Bitl Mitzvah Jisim, Pesha Ira Medivayim Lomani Stimupios Mastinanim Kadruganu. So the you should be Soisim the Pios Mastinanil Mekatruganu. Those people that are Mekatrig against me, and they're Mastin against me, and they're critical of me, and they're, you know, I want you to protect me. Whereas he says, apparently you're not the only person I've reached out to, but you're my relative. And I guess with the Chasam Sofer alive at that time. It's Tav Reish Chof Hei. What year did the Chasam Sofer pass away?
1864.
Wow.
Chasam Sofer passed away in 1864.
And what's where? And Tav Reish Chof Hei is when?
1865.
So it was a year after he passed away, something like that. Or else he would have been asking the Chasam Sofer, right, for protection. He wouldn't have gone to his son. If the father was there, he would have written the letter to the Chasam Sofer himself.
Ben Dodo, Oavo, Haneman, Yehuda Leib Eger.
So that was his letter So now, in Simcha Chofes is the response. There's the Michtav Sofer's response.
And it's Yom Krakow, Yom Aleph Zayin Av. Let's see, 1 second.
It's pretty good because he wrote the letter on Yom Dal and the Seder Matos, and he's already responding to him on Matos is a week or so before. So he's pretty good that he responded pretty quickly.
Alright, so the Pesach Sefer 1839.
Oh, 1839, the Chasam Sofer. 1839. And then this truva was when?
1865.
Wow. Oh, it's a while after. Yeah. So it wasn't a year after. It was like 20 years after. So.
So he says nice things about him. Okay. He says, I got your letter yesterday on Shabbos. Raise his zoris in this car.
We did mention as the famous truva about Kiddush Levana, that we do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana Motzei Shabbos, we postpone it to do it better. And he brings rayas from Yibum, you know, you're supposed to wait for the Gadol to do the older brother to do the Yibum. That's considered the Hidden Mitzvah, so we wait. So the same thing by Kiddush Levana. Even if you already started the mitzvah, page 27. So he says, "Adai yesh mokam lebal din machlok v'lomer she'ein hanidos v'fenet dom belaray himish yesh l'tnei avi haben molim mumkim zrizim magdim mufanim v'omdim baboker hashkeim." So the Shimon Sofer is not so quick to give him an approval. He says there are a lot of molim that will come at 7 o'clock in the morning and do the bris. You're looking for a heter to do it 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when you can have Merlin that doing set. Now the models are doing maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He's going to do hachanas and he's going to, you know, but I don't know. Molim mumchem zrizim magdim mumchanim va'omni v'boker hashkeim asos guf ha-mitzvah ki tikuna. Man leim lo la'achar ha-mitzvah shetasar adei odom godol utichak moni. Kem shuguf ha-mitzvah nasis min ha-mufkar gam lo yidei ish Hamuni, the Das of Yosi, etc. Akopan Yomah Lama Ben Gigavan Guvern. The Mocha Hamoni. That's always a raise of a Shubach, we call mitzvah. He says, I don't know, he doesn't see it so much. You know, why is this Moel or you or whatever so much greater than everyone else?
It's also what he's asking for is not very, it's not, you know, you can't put it down on like paper. This is a factual, you know what I mean? It's a better type of evil. It's a spiritual thing. I'm not making fun of it.
He's saying that, like, but I want your support that people should stop chepering.
Correct.
Give me a Michta Bracha. People today are still listening.
And it's funny, I'm saying this, but someone was Mikvah and he has all the spiritual and Yonim and some sort of, well, my high, that's a better Vahana for the Mitzvah.
So that's what he's saying back then. Who says...
The cut is going to be a different type of cut for Misa.
Yeah.
If you gave me a different reason why to delay it, maybe he would.
So he says...
It's not objective.
So he writes this. He says, mitzvah, especially mitzvah miva, orla is ma'usa. V'chol ma shemakdim l'mu'utei tifla shapir dami. And anything you could do to get rid of the orla sooner is better.
That's limited to Mila. It's not a general klal of
mitzvahs. Right. So he's I guess he's focusing on what was, you know, the case that they were talking about. Poshukim Mrs. Mila Shem Usi Orla Chomash Shematim Ute Tiflo Shape Dami Tedus Shehutzvah of Shimon Rechai L'Josh Tami Dikra Shem Dhami Kashalei Maitam Tziva Hashem Okim. Right, the Gemara says, how come we have Mila on the eighth day? So the Gemara says, the reason why we have Mila on the eighth day is because we want the women to already be able to go to the mikvah. And the din of 2 months later for a boy is 7 days. So this way she has the tumors way that she can go and the night before the night before the, and they'll be happy for the time of the so will you offer the imot saving? They must in other words, he says there was a reason why, because really we should do the mila earlier. Okay, maybe not the first day, the child's still weak. But really, well, why do we do the mila on the 8th day? It's just for the, so the woman can have gone to the mikvah beforehand. Because after 7 days of tumas yoledes for a zocher. But that's it. Once you get to the 8th day, who says you should postpone it anymore? Well, as last is good for mitzvah and a mufcher. Allah al havi raya. He can matzasi. The divi chazal acher mitzvahs miluk. Tam shos b'shul kach.
Right, like you said, Rav Ginsburg, as you have to bring a raya. That, but you see that that to, even to just postpone mitzvahs for several hours, who says that that this is a worthy course? Who says this is a worthy course to do that?
Maybe
Kenny
doesn't say that it is what he said, but preparation.
What did he say?
Right.
But he's saying, who says this is, this falls into that category?
Like, you can make differentiation between something like
tefillah,
which is very
kavanah. Okay, and Emes Yotzei called the Masha's
and
Mr. Did a system in the book for the Zoran, and this goes. Right? But I think you can make a differentiation. I don't think it's true, but here you have other, you have other Moalim who would do it earlier.
Yes, I think.
So who says this?
That you could differentiate between something like Bilo, which is very Kalabis, and taking time to mentally prepare yourself would hopefully enhance your overall experience. Of course, maybe something like you were worried you have, there's what to be gained from waiting for the older brother or something like that, or for, you know, preparing someone to wait until there's a bigger crowd or, you know.
Yeah, so let's,
just listening to Bilo, where it is the same action, and like either way.
So he says, we never find that you should postpone the mila a couple of hours. You're saying we have to do something that's ma'akiv the mila. We have to wait. Minig Yisrael Torah, b'chol Yisagola v'hachdis es b'neim v'avam avinu b'yad achad tfilas ha-shachos. So the Minig Yisrael is to do the mila right after shachos. Chol chadosh matastorf yom sheish v'bris mila mashkimim k'tzas yosef isha hayadu. Right, in Matastorf, when they have a mila, they would daven a little earlier in the real Matzestorf. He says the Panim Piros is miyased the things that they do in Matzestorf. My father was a boy. Rav Banim and Alodim became also. Who Mashkim, Behe Mashkim, Zerizim, Magdim, and Mitzvah. Yosef.
He said, my father, you know, there was a sefer, one of my friends pointed out to me, Moshe Meyer, there's a Pinkus that the Chasam Sofer wrote. Any of every bris milah that he did, he records it and what the name of the boy was. It's a sefer, it's printed, we have it, the library has it. A Pinkus of the milahs of the Chasam Sofer. So he said, and he would be mashkim, zrizim akdim and mitzvah yosef.
When he is dieting, my time to see the hakdim hasir orla musa kodim afshari. So they had since the Torah hamten ad yom shmini hayrav hasir miyad teisim erechem ibo.
Right. It's interesting that he's saying, really, you should have done the meal right away. But we have this reason. It's interesting that this reason is such an overarching reason that is causing to postpone the bris milah, you know, a week, so that the isha should be tahora. Okay, you know, it's not intrinsic to the milah itself. You know, but there you have a chazal, so he's not going to start up with a gemara. But it's not like it's such a compelling reason that it's not like, you know, if they would do it earlier, it would be, you know, my samila would be problematic. It's that you want the father and the mother to be on a happier level that they're butcher to each other.
But he says that he's not so crazy, but
he says we could maybe have a libud schus.
Because Yeshua,
yeah. Basically, it's Rabba, Parshas Noso, plus Amsterdam, Moshe Mal, the Aron Parev, Yeshua Mashke. Who made the Reb Shimon ben Yochai having mufurish and nasis a mitzvah on the Gadol Yisrael?
Meaning they would go out of their way and make sure the Moshe did one part and Yeshua did one part.
Yeah, so it says that the Medrash Rabba.
You see the precedent in halacha of an anoshim chashuvim being involved in the mitzvah.
It says Moshe Mal, Aaron Para, Yeshua Mashke, who made me the Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and before she nasa the mitzvah, they could only Yisrael, for Pisha, but we suffer, he even saw him, the Mole, Harbish, Ari, Shevet, Levi,
well, the Mitzrayim, that all these people from Shevet Levi that could have been Mole.
Kamokam lawsu el Moshe of Aaron, and Gdolish, and Yisrael, and Pisha, and Yekach, Nishto, Harbe, Ba'orla, Hamusa, Tamashos, Shemashe Tessal, and Gdol Yisrael, Gdoshe Elion, So he says that in the end he gives a stickum only mitzchus. And he says that you see from that medrash
that it was done like the only
Israel, even he's assuming even at the expense of being ma'achir.
I'm having trouble figuring out his bottom line.
He doesn't really like it, but he's giving some type of, he's throwing him a bone, so to speak. He's giving him a limitzkus. But really, since his father didn't do that way, you know, really.
I've never mentioned about Mamre that that he encouraged Amram to make a public thing.
Yeah. In other words, Chazalke wants the Eitzah that Avram asked from Mamre for the Prismila. So there are different tirutzim. The Gra says that he should do it publicly, he should do it privately, and things like that.
No, but I'm saying, my point is that you see also, not just from the Moshe and Yeshua situation, but you see that Mila has a public aspect to it. So anything that's Me'adr through any of those things might be a reason to be pushed aside because it might be in the mitzvahs.
Yeah. Okay. So he says, it's a pun. He says, not everyone who wants to say that he's the big tzaddik will be the moil. Yovi v'yatil es hatara l'nafsho. Some type of thing. But okay, so I guess he did the best he felt he could do for him. He was honest on both sides of the coin. He really doesn't like it, but he can see if there could be a leaving space. Okay, so that was the tshuva of Shimon Sofer to Rav Leibel Eger. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue these inyanim. Maybe we'll do the Maram Shik. Maram Shik has a. We'll see which tshuva. There's a bunch of tshuvas I want to do with you. We'll see which one we'll do tomorrow. So tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Is Tuesday, Shira should be 11 o'clock. That's a